615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from alkavision.com.
The pike for the people in Connecticut. What will the reaction be? Opening day in Major League Baseball and some great guests coming your way here on America Tonight. Inspirational nonetheless. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you after a holiday, one where some people ate way too much chocolate, maybe a little too much ham. You know, Easter is what? Ham, deviled eggs, biscuits, corn, macaroni and cheese. I don't know. What do most people serve on Easter? Ham. Ham is probably number one for that holiday. And it is one of the holidays where you go to church, hang out with your buddies, kick back. There was opening night baseball that was on, and then swung into another day of opening day for a full slate of Major League action. So maybe you took an extra day off from work. But officially it means we're also getting closer to summer, or maybe the real spring has finally sprung anyway. A lot of big, serious things to get to, though, on the show. And when I say serious, serious as far as repercussions that a lot of people could certainly feel, some feeling joy over this one. I didn't even mention the Colorado prosecutors are going to go after the death penalty in that massacre at the movie theater. The nut James Holmes, I love it, because he had a well-known attorney that has gotten many people on the insanity plea or pleading guilty and temporary insanity and whatnot, but in this case, after all these crazy legal maneuvers, James Holmes learned that he's going to face execution if he's convicted in that attack that killed 12 people and wounded countless others. And what I love is the prosecutor did the due diligence naturally. That's what you're supposed to talk to the victims, families, all that stuff. And he decided to get the death penalty, go for the death penalty, because he talked to 800 victims and family members. He said he spoke to 60 victims himself, and the majority felt that justice is death for this guy. So the victims were openly weeping in the courtroom. In court, Holmes' father just stared straight ahead, and his mother put her head in her hands. There was no reaction from Holmes, who just looks crazier and more disheveled every single time he gets in the courthouse. His hair is long, shaggy, crazy, whatever. And the one of the shooting survivors, Marcus Weaver, said this in court, "You need to just plead guilty and we can all move forward. Your fate has been decided by the people that you hurt." Because remember, he was pleading not guilty. So how interesting is this? No reaction, no remorse, no anything. And this is now they're going for the death penalty. They said they couldn't make a move until Holmes' attorneys are expected to argue he's not guilty because he was legally insane at the time of the shooting. And they balked at entering that plea last month because they said they couldn't make a move until prosecutors made a formal decision on the death penalty. Investigators say, look, this is a guy, forget this insanity nonsense, so I say bravo to them. Like I said, due diligence, and they should have. But this is a guy who methodically stockpiled weapons and ammunition to hit all those people for The Dark Knight Rises, for that midnight screening. He booby-trapped his apartment to explode and distract any of the cops who might respond. So he knew what he was doing. He had it going on. I love that they're going after the death penalty. As a person who supports the death penalty, when it's done correctly, this is the perfect case for that. This is the perfect case. See, defense lawyers revealed in their court filings last week that Holmes would plead guilty if they allowed him to live out his days in prison with no chance of parole instead of having him put to death. And then the prosecutor said it was just an attempt to get public support for a plea deal. So it doesn't matter. It's all a moot point now. Now they're going for the jugular. It's official, and I say bravo, and let's hope they get it and then some, because the lives that he shattered, just, I'm sorry. I know that there's people listening that say, oh, you can forget, you can move on, there's therapy. There's therapy. But you cannot forget. There's no way you forget anything like this when your family is ripped from you by some nut going into a movie theater, then trying to say he's not insane, and then using the insanity plea and just whipping it all into a frenzy, because originally that wasn't the direction they were going. All right, speaking of going in the wrong direction, this is making big headlines, and it should, because we're seeing this happen now more and more. But Stockton, California, which is a city of 300,000 people, has filed bankruptcy, and this is one of these things that a lot of people are handicapping in other cities because they feel that they're in the same predicament. Could they possibly do the same thing? A U.S. bankruptcy judge said the bankruptcy declaration was needed to allow the city to even try to continue to provide basic services, because otherwise they wouldn't even be able to do that. And they're concerned about it, concerned about protection and whatnot. Here's what they were facing: $26 million in a shortfall when they filed for bankruptcy last summer. This is because of the housing bust, which really hit Stockton, and pensions. So they slashed their police force and other city services to practically non-existent. And then now they said, this is all we can do. I mean, this is what the housing bubble burst. We don't know what to do. You got salaries, benefits, borrowing on, you know, that's all that property tax revenue. It's all based on that. But then they had all those foreclosures in, you know, 2005, 2006, and so on, and a 70% decline in the city's tax base. A 70% decline. So how do you make that up? There was no way for them to make that up. They owe already $900 million to the California Public Employees Retirement System. That's what it is. To cover pension promises, that's their biggest debt. Wow. Scary. All right, I mentioned this deal about Connecticut and gun laws. They're not having that issue in Stockton, California. But one of the main things in the deal that was ultimately made with lawmakers in Connecticut is the fact that they would ban new high-capacity ammunition magazines like the one that was used by Adam Lanza. New registration requirements for existing magazines, so you'd have to register it with the city. And there are a whole bunch of other things that are part of the proposal that I think some people will maybe just rail against. Gun owners have packed the public hearings in the state capitol in the last couple of months, saying they're opposed to all this gun control stuff, and they're very concerned. So they've been showing up again and again and again, trying to make their point. But they're losing out on this one, you know, big time, because this is going to be probably one of the tougher gun laws in the United States. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep.
All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk with Jason Taylor, who is the app man. You know, there are a million apps Apple has produced, and others are up in that same range or more. So Jason Taylor is an app producer, and he says that they're holding a nationwide contest, and he's inviting all of you listening to America Tonight. If you have a great idea, they may flush it out for you. Who knows? You could get lucky. But I think the whole idea of this whole app stuff is interesting because in the future, 5-6 years down the road, it's just all apps. That's how anybody's going to do half of their commerce. It's going to be through apps. Also, a story about Kendall Hall. It's very inspirational. That's our daily salute. Kendall was paralyzed in a car accident and now has jumped on board of this nonprofit that helped save her life, and that where she had to move to California, and then she brought it back to her home state and established some roots there with it. But she has an interesting story. Somebody who had the world by the tail, and then you never know. You know, you make plans, and then things change. And she's seen her life do a 180, and boy, what an inspiring story that she is. She was told she would never even stand And now she's standing, and she gets better and better every day. She's trying to help other people with spinal cord injuries. Pretty tough when you do that whole nonprofit thing and you get into the middle of it, especially when you were doing something completely different. But when it's personal, that's that whole passion thing. All right, speaking of personal, that's what they're trying to figure out. The DA in Kaufman County, 20 miles outside of Dallas, was murdered over the weekend along with his wife, shocking so many people as to how did this happen after an assistant DA was killed back in January. And this is the McClellan's pretty popular district attorney, who was elected a couple of years ago and was being as careful as he could about protection. And there was a detail around him, but he was found dead in his home. Mike McClellan and his wife, Cindy. He's a guy who even carried a gun everywhere he went, including when he was walking the dog. But apparently something happened where somebody had gotten in, and they think it might have something to do with a white supremacist group. And they're asking the police and the FBI and Homeland Security and everybody's involved seemingly in this one. They're asking for help to try to possibly find the culprits, because they didn't have any luck the first time around in January. So they're really piecing this case together. Here's Bruce Wood talking about increased security and the search for any kind of words to make sense of this senseless crime.
We're still in shock. I guess is the best way to describe our feelings about this latest incident. I've searched all weekend to think of the right word to describe, and I can't come up with a single word. Unbelievable. This really didn't happen, but it did. As a county, we are open today. We're conducting business. All of our offices are open. We do have increased security.
Yeah, I mean, increased security, of course, increased security. It's just been that scary. And this is a town pretty much connected to Dallas, just 20 miles east of Dallas. There may be somebody else in Colorado who was also killed. It could be a circle of things that happen. And that's why there is a wall of law enforcement doing whatever they can to try to figure out is this something to do with a shootout and an Aryan member who was gunned down. You know, what is the trail on this, and trying to piece it together. And somebody said to me, almost sounds like an inside job, and it does almost sound like an inside job. But the county, which is Kaufman County, certainly is on edge after now a second DA. The DA was killed after the assistant DA was killed. And, of course, the other thing is the wife also was killed in this, and just, absolutely awful. You know, the best thing about winning the Powerball for one person is the fact that they're getting money in child support. Is this not the craziest story that a New Jersey judge ordered the Powerball jackpot winner Pedro Quizda to pay $30,000 in back child support to the mother of three of his children? So that clears his record. And, you know, they did a hearing in Patterson. So how do you think that woman feels, though? She's the first wife. The first wife gets the money, so gets $30,000, gets child payments. And, okay, so that's good. But what about the fact that she's no longer with them? So I guess she's not celebrating in the big win, because the net is $152 million after taxes. $152 million. That is a whole lot of money. Somehow, some people who win the lottery manage to go bankrupt because they have no idea what to do when they have that kind of cash, with that pile of cash, and they go out and buy crazy amounts of jewelry and cars and all kinds of things, and then before you know it, poof, it was easy to spend $152 million. And let's hope this guy does a better job with the whole child support thing, Because now he's on record and they know, hey, we know what you've got in the bank. You got to pay that. You got to pay up, buddy. But that would seem like peanuts compared to the amount that he has to spend. It's like that question. You win the Powerball, you win some big lottery. Really, are you going back to work? And the answer is, I think most people are not really going back to work because that's just too big of an amount. If it were a smaller amount, of course, it's a whole different thing. But I think a big amount, what's the incentive unless you absolutely love what you do? I got to think some people wouldn't want to wake up to the alarm anymore. Let's put it that way. Speaking of alarms, alarms should go off for lots of people concerning what's going on with North Korea. If the U.S. Navy is moving a sea-based radar platform, you should see it. It looks like a giant egg in the middle of a steel cage. They're moving this radar platform closer to the North Korean coast so they can monitor what the military moves are, including a new missile launch. There's a reason they're doing it, because there's big concern. They're also moving a warship to the coastline as well to be on top of anything that could possibly happen. So the United States and South Korea have gone ahead with joint military exercises, even though there's been threats. South Korea warned Monday that any provocation, anything, from North Korea could trigger a stronger response without any political considerations. Wow. The anger and the rhetoric has really been taken to a new high. So the whole threat of annihilation is something that South Korea has been living with for a long time. But at what point do the threats turn into real action and does something possibly happen? Some of the things that were said over the weekend included this from North Korea, that they have entered into a state of war with the South, and the U.S. is a boiled pumpkin, vulnerable to attack. That we are a boiled pumpkin, vulnerable to attack. So Chuck Hagel, the Secretary of Defense, is not taking any chances and has to make sure that he's responsive to Kim Jong-un. Not too many people really understand what's going on with that regime. Is he a provocateur, or is he really looking to make a play here, because he's been verbally attacking South Korea and the United States for weeks, including saying there's a possible nuclear strike. So how can you just blow that off? You have to take that seriously. Have to take it seriously. What if there's an app for that? Wonder if he's like supposedly a junkie for technology. He may have some of those million apps that Apple put out. Coming up on the flip side, Jason Taylor, stay with us.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, we do the app of the week here. We suddenly just started on America Tonight. So this guest is going to help us a lot with this. I was thinking today, apps of the week, what are my favorite apps? His name is Jason Taylor, and he's with Code Authority. It's his baby, and it's all about developing apps for business owners. And you know how big that is now. Some people are confused about apps. Some people are really using apps to their advantage. But there's no question it's the future. It's the wild, wild west, just like parts of the internet are when it comes to apps. Jason, isn't that true? How many app possibilities are there even? It's infinity, isn't it?
Well, you know, to some extent, it is infinity. And as technology develops and the devices that these apps run on continue to develop, more possibilities will continue to flourish.
What have you seen work so well? Because there's people that are business people that sometimes can't see how it might work for them, and maybe it doesn't work for all businesses. But what businesses have you seen that you think have had some pretty good success with apps?
Well, it is kind of mixed, and there's a lot of our clients out there that are kind of exploring what might work for them. And they're sort of, most of them are starting out being client-facing apps. So a really good, popular app to build for your business right now would be something that your sales force would use to harvest opportunity information, maybe to take orders from your existing customer base. and automate getting those orders or those opportunities into your internal systems and starting down a well-defined process.
Yeah. You know, in some of the, it's like restaurants. Restaurants are using apps. I think they're trying to use apps for some interesting things where they have coupons or people can keep up with what's going on at the restaurant or if they have a lot happening, it seems to be pretty useful for restaurants. You know, I think the obvious, some of the obvious things like mentioning fast food and whatever, I think for them it's a layup when you have a huge company. But so much of the country is based on small businesses, so you really are in the interesting, you're in an interesting lane in developing a lot of this stuff. And you're holding a nationwide contest, so everybody listening to us across the country, searching for the next great American app idea. So if they come up with an idea, what do they get? If they're the winner of the millions of people who enter this, what would they get?
Well, I don't expect there to be millions, but I would be really excited if there's even a few hundred or maybe several hundred. But what they would win is, first of all, we're going to choose as many as we can afford to give this package of services to. So there may be two, maybe three by the time we get started on providing those services in the third quarter. So what they get is, but basically what this is pre-funding strategy for a startup that's based on some sort of software development technology like an app. It could also be a web-based portal like a Facebook that has an app. So it's simple systems to complex systems. And what they get is our architecture and design team creates an architecture and a design for the app. It's a proven with our everyday methodology we use for our paying customers. The next thing they get is we create a working prototype. So now they have a architecture, they have the design, they have a demonstrable live prototype. Then we hold a launch event and bring press in. Then one of our partners provides them a 5-year business plan service consultation. And then finally, they're ready to take their idea and everything they have and pitch it to venture capital or angel investors.
Wow, that sounds like a great deal. It's really, if somebody comes up with an idea and you guys pick it, it is like Shark Tank. It's like Shark Tank and whatnot, right? Kind of Shark Tank of apps.
Yeah, and what we're trying to do is find a great person who has or group who has a great idea and has some subject matter expertise in that field and a sophisticated level of business acumen so that they can take this work that we provide at no cost and be successful with it.
Yeah. Do you anticipate, I mean, I guess the sky's the limit. It could be really anything. It just has to trip your switch that it's the right kind of an app, because we know apps come in all sizes, where even some of these game apps have been huge. So I guess could it be a game app if it was something that was viable and could really take off?
It could be a game app if if it was some kind of groundbreaking new genre or a new way for a person to play and interact, and it had a clear monetization strategy. It certainly could be a game, and my team would be really excited around here if a game won, believe me. like Shark Tank, one of the things that angel investment groups and angel investors and venture capital groups want is they want well-prepared people to come to them when they give their pitches. And so this can take someone who has all the subject matter expertise and knows they can kill it if someone will build this app and can set them up to succeed in that situation.
Yeah. How did you jump into this? Were you a computer kind of geeky guy, or no, you just were in love with apps, or no, you went to school for it? How did you get involved in jumping in this space?
Well, yes, I have always been a computer kind of geeky guy, so that's one. Starting at about age 14, which is for me going to be about 1986, my dad walks in the house with a compact portable computer, which at that time was a 60-pound suitcase, and I started programming in BASIC, and it went from there. I went to college for it. I went to the workforce for a few years. I started Code Authority in 2001. We build custom software. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to create a way to funnel in more interesting and exciting opportunities for us to be a part of things that are maybe bigger than the average everyday project that we do.
Yeah. Was your and you say, you know, you have a design team and whatnot. Were they, I mean, this has to get them excited, right? They're excited about the idea of doing something out of the box, right?
Yeah, absolutely. My design team, this is the second year we've done this for the public. And the first year, last year's winner, had sort of a philanthropic, humanitarian tinge to it. So they really got excited. And they really put a lot of effort into the company's called JMed Technology, and the woman behind it's Tony Thomas. And they just poured their heart and souls into that, and I expect them to do the same for this year's winners. And like you said, if one of them ends up being some kind of casual entertainment or a game, that would be all the more exciting.
Yeah. What are we seeing the most apps of? I mean, you know, Apple has over 1 million apps, way over 1 million now, and there are 700,000 apps available on Android, so, and probably even counting. What's the latest, greatest thing when it comes to apps?
Well, I guess the biggest news in the last 10 days is the kid out of the UK who sold Sumly, which is a news aggregate sort of app, to Yahoo. And for $30 million and a permanent job. So that's pretty exciting. And so I think everybody, you know, when that happens several times a year, when it makes national news, everyone's like, wow, all I got to do is build this, some amazing software. But it's a little harder than it sounds. You do have to have a technical team, but we have that. So we just need ideas and great people behind them.
Yeah, and as you said, it's funny. It sounds like people will say that you're right. You'll be at a bar somewhere, and someone will say, "Hey, did you hear about the guy in the Yahoo deal that he got? And how did he get that? And da da da. And how much money he's making?" But then you find out what the technical background is and what the development part of it is. And you're right. Ultimately, it is developing the software. It's not as necessarily as easy as it looks. For you to develop an app, I guess it probably depends, but what's the average time in developing an app for somebody?
Well, every app is different in size and scope. So, you know, this morning I was talking to a woman here in Dallas that was exploring the possibility of building an app just for her customers to contact her sales team and to basically start the sales process, and it was pretty simple. So you're probably talking around 4 to 10 weeks total, where everything is completely done and the bow is tied around it. And, you know, that's probably on the short end. So that's on the simple side. We have another project we're working on that's going to be an Android app, an iOS Apple device app, on both smartphones and tablets, plus a web-based portal with a database behind it. It's probably 9 months of development.
Wow, 9 months. All right, so anybody listening to us and they've been hearing the conversation and now they're all excited as we flushed out the whole app thing and they've got a massively incredible idea that they want to share with you, how do they do it? How do they enter the contest?
Well, they go to codeauthority.com, codeauthority.com. Click on incubation on the main menu right there. That's how you start the process. You can read all about it. If you like what you see, you can start the process, which means you fill out a form. And the form includes a non-disclosure agreement between us and the applicant. And that gets them in the kitty, and the deadline is May 31. So they have some time to put some effort into it, fill out the form in a detailed manner. And the winner, the semifinalists, will probably very likely be asked to travel to Dallas. So aside from that restriction, it's definitely open to anyone in the United States. And we hope to find some great people to share.
All right. I love it. Jason Taylor, Code Authority, he told you how to do it. So think of your great idea and get in there. And who knows, you could be the next lucky winner. It is like Shark Tank, perhaps. Thanks so much, Jace, for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Kay. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America Tonight, you're going to love this story. What an inspiring story. In fact, it's our daily salute. You know, I've run across many nonprofits, and I always love the story behind the story, but this really is one for the books. And I hope that this project just grows and grows and grows. Kendall Hall is in our virtual green room, and she is the founder of the charity. It's called Project Walk Dallas. If you go to projectwalkdallas.org, you can hear the whole story. And of course, as I said, she's the founder, the executive director, and whatnot. But how did she become the founder of something with that label? That's an incredibly almost tragic story, because Kendall almost died from an injury she suffered, and I'm going to let her tell you all about it. Kendall, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
So tell everybody your journey. What happened to you? You're healthy, you're young, you know, and you're just thinking, you know, how we feel invincible when we're young. What happened to you and what led you to actually found a nonprofit?
Well, back in 2009 on Halloween, my friends and I were at a concert, and when we were leaving, we had met a couple that evening, and they wanted to join our group, so we just kind of hopped in the car with them, and unfortunately, within 5 minutes, we were in a pretty serious accident, which actually left me paralyzed from the neck down, and obviously, when you get that kind of news, it's like, you know, it's more shocking than anything you could imagine. So basically, my family and I, we just kind of decided to focus on recovery. And fortunately, we found a place called Project Walk. It was located out in Carlsbad, California. So my sisters and I, we relocated out there to start therapy. And when I began out there, I was still had very limited arm function, no control over anything below my chest. And after participating in their intense recovery program for about a year and a half, I returned home able to stand independently, dress myself again, bathe, feed, drive,
wow,
basically live an independent life again. And so with that, I had a background, both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting. So I knew I could take those that background and open a business for myself so that I could share this experience of recovery with individuals in Dallas. And so that is where we are today.
Yeah, it's interesting you said, and you know, it happened to you in 2009, as you said, to get that shocking news where you had almost completely severed your spinal cord. And for people listening who understand, you know, between the C6 and C7 vertebrae, and then to hear paralyzation, imagine what a great family too. You're shocked. You're trying to figure out what to do, and you all start digging. Is that what happened? Is that how you figured out what they were doing in California?
In moments of those, you know, sort of tragedies, everyone just kind of drops everything, puts all your head together, and just tries to figure out, you know, what are we going to do? What can we do to get her back to a place where she can live a fulfilling life? And so we all just kind of came together and pulled our resources. And like I said, we're so blessed to have found Project Walk because it just has completely turned my life from total dependence back to independence. And, you know, that's all a mother could ask for, a father could ask for. Individually, you know, I haven't met all of my goals, but I'm still working out at my Project Walk. And, you know, I hope someday to walk independently, but I've already accomplished way beyond what doctors ever thought I could.
Yeah. Was it so when you got there and you knew you had all that work in front of you, what were the days like? Were really long days, just really pulling it together, thinking, being tough mentally and also as physically as much as you could?
Yes, it's in the beginning when you have none of that function, it's more of a mental challenge than a physical challenge because you have to retrain your brain on how to communicate with the rest of your body. So I would just leave my workouts with bloodshot eyes and so exhausted and fall asleep. And then as you progress and start to regain some function, then that's when it becomes a more of a physical challenge because now you have to get those muscles strong again. But it always is a mental challenge. I mean, you have to stay positive. You've got to believe in the opportunity of recovery and you've got to stay focused.
And so now here you are working, trying to do everything you can to have eyes on the program in Texas, as you said, because they have it in California. And what is this is your hometown, so what have you found in now working with a nonprofit? What's that like? Because that's different. You were a senior associate in audit at KPMG, in San Francisco, then you had moved back to Dallas. So this is a completely different twist in careers, too. So that what's the big difference for you? What's the tough part?
This is a lot more rewarding, honestly. I get to see lives transgress from, you know, individuals who are still in a stage where, you know, they need caregivers and make progress where now they need a little bit less help there and see mothers gain more confidence and happiness and hear from their children that they're a better mommy again. So these daily rewards of seeing people get stronger, you know, seem happier, feel healthier, and give them a chance to get out of their chair is a lot more rewarding than handing over a spreadsheet of numbers that the CFO needs to make an adjustment on for his financial statement.
So, it's
very, very rewarding. It's also a lot more on my shoulders. I'm now carrying 6 trainers and an aide and myself, and, you know, I am their paycheck. So ultimately, there's a lot of responsibility to keep this thing afloat. I would never want any of my clients to lose this opportunity now that they have it. And I myself, you know, am so lucky that I have my own gym right there to go and continue my own recovery with.
Yeah. And you've got different tracks for people, because I think that would be, tell everybody about the programs that you run. I think it's fascinating. You even have people, like somebody listening, if you're not in Dallas, you can still come to Dallas for a week, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have all ways that we can customize it. I mean, we have clients that have come as far from Spain, Canada. We have individuals that come, you know, for a week or a month that live in Louisiana or Oklahoma. So, and then we can send them home with customized home programs where they can work on the exercises they've learned in our gym with minimal equipment back at home with either trainers or family members. Because truly, once you suffer a spinal cord injury, it's such a traumatic injury that if you do see recovery, it's something that is going to take years, and then you have to remain committed to an active lifestyle forever. So this is kind of, once you enroll in our program and you start it, you have to find a way to, at some level, stay committed going forward.
Yeah. When you, and from the running of a nonprofit through that side, obviously you take donations, you probably are out there in the community, and what's that side been like for you? I know it's more rewarding. You talk about what you can do for the people and how they have to be active and whatnot and what you've seen with spinal cord injuries. How about from the fundraising possibilities? What's
that
been like?
Definitely took some getting used to. Initially, I just sort of put together a presentation, if you will, that I would take to individual people that I knew had the wherewithal to donate, and then I would sort of present them with the history of Project Walk, the benefits of our program, how many individuals are living with spinal cord injuries in and around Dallas, and what we can do for them, and then just sort of said, please give us your money. And now that we've got a base, I'm writing grants to funds and organizations that are willing to give to nonprofits that are in our realm of business. We do fundraisers. We do little fundraisers, like we've done Zumbathons, and we've done dine days where we get restaurants that will support us by giving back percentage of their daily proceeds. And we have our large annual fundraiser actually coming up June 28th, where we hope to raise a significant amount of money and in turn reward scholarships to clients, because all of our program is paid out of pocket by clients, because unfortunately insurance does not accept our program.
Yeah, wow. And so June 28th, what's your fundraiser? What are you doing for the fundraiser?
We're going to have a silent and live auction, and it will be downtown Dallas, and we'll sell tickets and sponsorships, and hopefully it'll just be a fun evening, and everyone will pitch in and support our mission.
Very good. And the other thing is, because you mentioned the scholarship fund, if somebody wants to help form a scholarship fund, they can get in touch with you at projectwalkdallas.org, right?
That is correct.
I love that. Kendall, continued success. I'm telling you, your story is inspirational, and I hope you help a whole lot of people.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kendall.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.